KFIZ News Time is 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It's a Thursday, the 28th day of January of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and we're pleased to be joined for our next segment by Danny Stone. He is the Director of Community and Shared Services with Rawhide Youth Services. And as we heard last week, Rawhide breaking ground on the new Fond du Lac Counseling Center, located at Highway 45 and County Highway K, just outside of Fond du Lac. And Danny was kind enough to agree to spend some time with us talking more about that new center here in the Fond du Lac area and what it means for our community. So we welcome him on the phone lines here this morning. Danny, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking some time to chat with me here this morning. Let's just jump right in. Tell us kind of about this this new center that's going to be located just outside the city here in Fond du Lac. What's the background behind this project, and what really spurred the initiative to start planning this and then eventually breaking ground on this this new center?
Yeah, and so I would say in late 2018, Free Spirit Riders had reached out to Rawhide and kind of worked through gifting the property of Free Spirit Riders to Rawhide. And so for us, we're thinking, man, that's a great opportunity with the intent of leveraging horses and equine to continue to serve the community in Fond du Lac. But with the project of Highway 23, there was some disappointment of the Department of Transportation wanting to take over the property. And so within that, it was, hey, we are still committed to Fond du Lac and those that we serve in the community. And so we moved forward with planning a new site, a new facility within that. And so it's it just kind of continues what has started then. And so we're excited about it.
So this new location, as I mentioned, going to be near Highway 45 and County K, so a little bit away from where the Free Spirit Riders site once was, once the project obviously moves forward with Highway 23 in that area. Tell us more about this new center. You mentioned some different types of therapies, like equine therapy and different things like that. Explain kind of what the center is going to include and what will all go into this once it's finally completed.
Yeah, so the new facility will have six therapy offices. So for more traditional style therapy, where we might be sitting across from each other and talking through concerns and issues. And so we're moving from one therapeutic office to six, moving from one arena to two arenas. So then we could have concurrent equine sessions playing out at the same time. And so that's a neat thing for us, is equine therapy has a way of reaching kind of the youth that we serve, reaching them in a relational way that makes it easy around transference to what's going on with your relationships in life, in everyday type of avenue. We are also looking at occupational therapy as well. And so then bringing in an occupational therapist to help help those that have a hard time regulating themselves. And so when they become dysregulated, okay, so what are those triggers? What are those moments? And then, right, developing the skills and strategies to help you cope and move past that.
That was my next question, actually, to talk about the different types of youth that this will benefit. Let's take a step back, I guess, and talk about Rawhide as a whole. How does this new center fit in with Rawhide's mission? And explain a little bit more about what that means for youth that will be utilizing this center.
Sure. So we, Rawhide has, we have a campus in New London. That's kind of our main campus, where we serve at a residential program as well as a group home. So that's considered congregate care. But then we also have six outpatient clinics that are out in communities. And so in Green Bay, Appleton, Shiocton, of course, Fond du Lac, and then also in Milwaukee. And so that has just kind of broadened the array of who we can serve. Within that, we stay within our mission, you know, of serving 13 to 24-year-olds that are hurting, that are having a hard time meeting challenges in life. And so some of the areas that we work with would be depression, anxiety, abuse, trauma, attachment, suicide ideation, you know, areas that way. And we have master-level therapists that work in all of the settings that might have individual expertise in certain areas as well.
How does the Fond du Lac community specifically benefit from having a place like this nearby?
So we started seeing youth in September of 2019, and we have served over 300 since that time. And so I just think of that impact where we've been able to help them and their families within that. And I think that this will continue to grow, because I think there's a significant need, and not just in Fond du Lac, but you know, all of our communities have a need, certainly at this time.
So, and again, we're talking with Danny Stone. He's the Director of Community and Shared Services with Rawhide about the new counseling center. Ground broken, of course, last week just outside of Fond du Lac here. Danny, I guess the question, final question, one of the final questions I'll ask is, what is the proposed timeline for getting this this new center built then?
So we are hoping in May of this year, so really just in a few months. And so we continue to serve out of the location on Highway 23. We also have offices on South Main Street at 1020 South Main. And then we also do a lot of school-based mental health. And so we're currently in about 10 schools in the Fond du Lac area.
If people want to learn more about this or anything that Rawhide's doing, what's the best place they can go to find out more?
I would drive people to our website, which is rawhide.org. And then, of course, you know, if you're seeking help and you need help, you can do that online or give Rawhide a call.
Very good. Danny, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for sharing some information about this new center with us here in the Fond du Lac area.
You're welcome. Thanks, Spencer. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Danny Stone joining us from Rawhide. Again, he is the...